This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Truly, I'm thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God today for salvation, how God saved me from my sins. And it's through the commandments of God, hearing God's commandments, hearing the Word of God. And truly, I've been in many churches seeking God, but now I'm saved because I heard the Word of God. I was obedient to the Word of God, and truly I'm being kept. It's the teaching that keeps me from going back from whence I came. When I was in the other churches, I never came out of what I was in. We could do anything we wanted to do but obey the commandments of God. And truly, I'm thanking God for the teaching at God's Covenant Church. If you want to be saved, keep the commandments of God. If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments of God. And truly, now I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Tease. Elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Gonna talk about corruption. Before we get into that, Incorruptible, our sister Paris.
The twinkling of the eye, the dead shall rise, and we shall be changed. Who are kept by the power of God, through faith made perfect, by doing His will. Incorruptible, a soul from sin, born again of a seed incorruptible. Thou art my portion, I vow to keep thy words. I entreat thy favor with a whole heart, be merciful. According to thy word, I turn my feet, I make haste and not delay to keep thy commandments. Was afflicted when I went astray, through things suffered I learned to obey, submissive to thy will. Incorruptible, a soul made from sin, I've been born again of a seed incorruptible.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank God for our sister Paris. Thank God for our brother Daryl wrote that song. Beautiful. Deacon Debbie, we have announcements. Thank God.
You can visit us For our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God for our musicians sanctified, striving to please God. They weren't in a nightclub playing, or they weren't in some church that has a different way, but we're just sharing the news. We don't do that. If we come over, we're going to bring you what thus saith the Lord. And when you bring what thus saith the Lord, the scripture says, if anyone marry, let him sing. Yes. Well, we find that most of the time we bring the word, thinking one thing to marry after that. The reason why is because of corruption. That's what we're going to talk about. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now God said that's what you're going to say when you begin to follow God's word, follow his commandments. You'll be able to see that this is a great nation. We're wise and understanding people because that's what God promised. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. There's probably a lot of scholars out with blackboards, chalkboards. The chalkboards are out now too much. Trying to explain these mysteries. And it's all coming from their imagination and nothing from the scripture. Flying beasts. And, you know, those are parables. But there's not going to be any beast where we're going. And if you think that, we're probably not going to the same place. Isn't that beautiful? That's knowledge to know that. 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. Deacon Franny, what does it say?
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
What?
Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
Now the Lord said this as a parable. Our flesh is not going into the kingdom because the kingdom is not about tangible, natural things. The parable is, if you got anything in your mind, in your spirit that's corruptible, like a spot, you ain't getting in there. That's the comparison. You know flesh ain't going in there. Neither does anything in that mind that's not pleasing to God. It's not going in there. So what does God check? Every idle word you speak shall be held accountable. That's how detailed God is. And when you begin to bring this kind of teaching, that's when the audience get very thin. They'll have no understanding. What you talking about? God is love. Now, I know my Lord said they're going to do me wrong, but I've been good to God. But you have corruptible things going on in that head. Not going into the kingdom. That's what God said. And it's called spirits. That's what it is. Isn't that beautiful? What does 45 say?
It says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
What?
The last Adam was made a quickening
spirit. Everyone that come into this life, your soul is alive, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be here. Because our soul is what keeps us alive. But that's a natural aliveness. It's not spiritual. We're born dead. The first man, Adam, is natural. Read that again, and so it is written.
The first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
So God made him. There was no sin in our life. The father, Adam, he was made a living soul. There was no sin in him. We just know what kind of spirit he had. It wasn't the spirit of God, but it was a spirit that was going to be corrupt. And God knew this, but Adam didn't know that. Neither does one that's coming to this life know what they're all about. You have to learn who you are. If you want to, when you hear about God, if it's in you to live for God, you're going to hear. You're going to get the opportunity. If you're not going to obey God, you may never hear about God. And you'll never see God. Isn't that beautiful? That's knowledge of God.
Yes.
Read that again. And it is written.
The first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
What?
The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 mm-hmm. and 14. Come into this world. And you say, oh, God is good. You don't even know God. You can't see God. Mm-hmm. Because you're coming in with a natural mind. It's not spiritual.
Right.
2 and 14 says what? Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians.
But the natural man receiveth not the things
so
of the Spirit.
So when we're
of
born in this life, when you begin to really hear the things about God, his way, the carnal mind is programmed to reject it.
Yes.
It don't want to receive it. You may act like you're receiving, but when you say you reject it, you're not putting it in action. Mm-hmm. What?
For they are foolishness unto him.
Because many times when instructions come, the carnal mind say, is that necessary? Do I have to? Is there another way? That's not God's way. You never saw any of God's people doing that. Any of them, they never did that. Those that were obedient. The ones always hit the kerfuffles were the Judases. Why is this being done? Why is that being done? That's what the carnal man did because they don't understand to follow God's spirit.
Beautiful.
It's very simple. You love God, follow the spirit.
Why
be somewhere you can't follow? If you can't follow, why be there? But if you're going to be there, just do it right.
That's
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Read it again.
Yes. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
11th verse says what?
I'm sorry, Pastor. What was that? 11. Yes. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him?
Wait a minute. So when you come into this life, that's how parents raise children? It's the same spirit. Everybody's born with the same spirit in this world. Some have more attributes than others. Everybody born in this life, natural life, have an attribute to lie. Everybody has that attribute to do all of these things. Some have more than others. And when the parent finds it, let's not do this. Because you're trying to train them in the right way. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now,
yes, sir.
Read the 9th verse.
Yes. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love
because
him.
Because you have to love God to go after the things God prepared for you. If you don't go after, you never see it. And what are those things? It's God and his nature, his attributes. If you don't go after it, you're not going to get it. That's why I said, if any man take up a call, come after me. You got to come after it. You don't go after it, you ain't getting it.
All right, Pastor.
Yes.
If the doctor give you medicine and you don't take it, you ain't getting healed.
That's right.
All right, Pastor.
And you can pray all you want, but God opened that door for a doctor to heal you or to help you and you don't use it, that's faith without works.
All right.
But you want to use every opportunity God provided for you to get your healing.
Yes.
When he healed, he said, now after he healed him, now go wash.
Yes.
He didn't say, well, Lord, I'm healed. What's the point? No, wash and do what Moses wants you to do. Because there's protocol and everything. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 10th verse. What does it say?
But God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit.
So the natural man haven't seen the things that God had prepared for them. But you have to begin to love God and yield to God to see it.
Yes.
It's sitting right in front of your face. But you really can't see it unless you begin to do it.
Yes.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit. What?
For the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
A carnal mind can't search it. A spiritual mind has to search it and give it to the carnal mind. And the carnal mind must believe or
that's
you
right.
can't see it.
That's right.
Whether you can see it or not, you got to believe and put it in action. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 12th verse. What does it say?
Yes. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
Everybody says that. But God's spirit is in harmony with this word, with the word. They say the spirit of God is in harmony with God's word, and it is, but they're not preaching God's word. They're preaching God's word, but corrupted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The seed is corrupted because they omitted things. They've omitted living holy. They've omitted resting the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't rest the Sabbath unless you're living holy.
Right.
So that doesn't mean anything. It's been corrupted. How are you going to go into the kingdom when you corrupted God's word? You can't do that.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Make it a claim.
Mm-hmm. Read.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
So you have to have someone that have received the message, the word, the spirit, in order to get the knowledge, right? What?
Which things also we speak, not in the words which
man's wisdom teaches. So if I don't understand what this passage said, I'm speaking spiritual things with spiritual.
All right.
How do you find out? Follow me.
All right.
Follow the word. You get the understanding. All right. Begin to do it. You get the understanding.
All right.
What did it say?
All right. But with which the Holy Ghost teaches.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Spiritual things with spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 7:14. Right. Let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, Paul had the knowledge.
Yes.
And Paul has got all the puzzles there, the pieces. You got to put it together.
Yes.
And like Peter said, they wrestle mm-hmm. with all the scriptures that Peter, or that Paul, he was the wisdom God had given him. But he said they do that with the regular scriptures. They wrestle with that
yes.
because you have to have someone to teach you.
Yes.
Because the carnal mind can't see it. So you have to be taught it. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What are we reading?
Romans 7:14,
what does it say?
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal.
Well, wait a minute. But it said we have not received the spirit, which is man, we receive the spirit of God. And we know the law is spiritual, but they tell you the law has been done away with, but the law is spiritual. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be spiritual minded, you're going to need the law.
Yes.
How plain is that?
Mm-hmm.
8:6, what does it say?
8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and
wait a
peace.
So when you have a spiritual mind, it doesn't matter if the old man is dying, if the outward man has got problems.
Mm-hmm.
You got peace because you know you pleasing God.
Yes,
it don't matter about the old
no,
man.
Pleasure.
You got the peace. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Wait a minute, it's an enemy. So wait a minute, if you're all born, we're all born in this life, a soul that's dead to God, we're enemy to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why the Lord said you must be born again. You got to be born again. Because
yes.
that mind ain't working. Can't get in there. Remember, he's coming for a church without spot or a wrinkle. But people say, oh, I ain't God. I ain't concerned about how. Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Read.
For it is not subject to the law of God.
It can't be subject to God's law. God's law is his word.
Mm-hmm.
You need subject to the law, you're not subject to God's word. But the ignorance of the so-called Christian got the law of circumcision, the law of sacrifice, all these laws mixed up, and they all stem from God's divine law. Because if you don't do that, you owe God.
Yes.
If you falter with the word, the law, you need a remedy to get you back in harmony with God. That's why he said you have an advocate with the Father.
Yes.
Word ain't going nowhere. We have to come up to that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's incorruption. That's what God's word is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
12th verse. Well, no. Let's read 1. What's the first verse say?
8:1.
There
is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
What?
Who walk not after
now remember,
the flesh.
So I'm in God. I got Christ in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. And you shouldn't have any condemnation if you're walking after the Spirit.
All right.
Wait a minute. That's the law. It's spiritual.
Yes, Pastor.
And not after the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That means a carnal mind, the way you think about things. You leading yourself, but God leading you.
All right.
What?
But after the Spirit.
Now, wait a minute. There is therefore now no condemnation to them mm-hmm. which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after
the Spirit.
The Spirit of God. What?
Yes. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Now, wait a minute. You say, well, I'm in Christ. There's a law in Christ. And you got to be one with that. Because Christ agreed with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
The record. The Holy Ghost. He agreed
right.
with
yes.
everything the Father had. His Spirit.
Yes.
I agree with the Spirit.
Right.
And the Spirit agrees with God's word. They're the one.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Isn't that beautiful? Made me free.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two laws there.
Yes.
If you're in Christ, that law that's in him, which is the commandments, that makes you free if you obey it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Most beautiful.
Read.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh.
Wait a minute. So the law could not do anything for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
as long as he had a carnal mind, is weak in the flesh. But what?
God sending his own son.
But God sent him, what?
In the likeness of sinful flesh.
He came
flesh.
Just like us in sinful flesh, just like sinful flesh in the likeness of it. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's no sin in this life, how could it be like unto sinful flesh? Right. This flesh is not sin unless it sins.
Right.
A flesh that haven't committed sin is not sinful.
Yes.
But a fleshly mind is going to be sinful. It cannot be subject to God's law. So it's up for sin
right.
at one point.
Because
it can't be subject to God's word. Can't be. So if you want to be subject, you got to say, I got to get rid of this old man, this mind, and become a new mind. Born again. The old mind is corruptible because it will do what God says. Sometimes it won't.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
That's sometimes darkness. But when you are fully committed to God, you want to walk in light all the time. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And for what the law could not do in that it was weak through a carnal mind, fleshly mind, what?
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
What?
And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
So he sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, like us, to do one thing, kill it.
Yes. Beautiful.
He didn't kill it out of you and you and you and me. We got to kill it out of ourselves. He killed it out of himself. He defeated sin.
Yes.
Now, beautiful. And offered up an offering that covers all of those who had offered up the like unto him and all that will. Yes. It covered both ends.
Yes.
But the way we live never changed God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to St. John 12 and 49.
All right, that's a beautiful, beautiful.
What the law could not do, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. I'll say it again. If he was, he said, well, he didn't have no sin in his face. It was like us. Well, then how he going to be like us then if he had no sin in it?
All right, Pastor.
If he came without a natural mind and with a spiritual mind, how could he be made like unto his brother? If he came with a spiritual mind, guess what? He didn't have to be made. He's already made. How plain is that? But he was made perfect. He wasn't born perfect. He was made perfect. That's what Scripture says. Isn't that beautiful? Me. If you and I, we reach perfection, we're going to be made. You ain't born, and yet you are born into it.
Yes.
But you got to be born again to be made. Right? How plain is that?
Beautiful.
But a carnal mind right now might see me and say, what is he talking about? Y'all see roots, right?
Yes, Pastor.
I'm talking about freedom.
Oh, wow. Yes, all right, Pastor.
What's that man saying?
Fiddler.
Who got his foot cut off?
Oh, Kunta.
Kunta said. No, Fiddler said, what you talking about, Cooney? What you talking about? He said, freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I don't know what you talking about. Somebody been born of corruptible seed don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about freedom from the devil and from false teaching and the doctrines of men, traditions of men. I'm talking about, come on. Wait a minute. I know you get ready to do it. Look at them, they're just clapping over there because we got freedom. And we got knowledge, we have understanding. And we only glory because we understand God's word. We understand God. Isn't that beautiful? And I understand who don't have it as well. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. 12
Romans. 49. No, 12:49. Yes. St. John, 12:49. What does it say?
For I have not spoken of myself.
What?
But the Father which sent me.
What?
He gave me a commandment.
Now, wait a minute. He gave me what?
A commandment.
Wait a minute. For the law of life in Christ Jesus. That's the law of life. The commandments is life.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he say that? Let's go to Matthew's.
Yes.
Let's go there, Matthew 19.
All right, Pastor.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's the spirit that we have to have if we're going to be one. And he said, Father, make them one.
Yes.
Well, it says 19 and 16, what does it say?
19 and 16. And behold.
No, 19, 17. No, 16, read it.
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
I just love the Lord. Lord have given me eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was last week. Do you still have it?
All right, Pastor.
And if you didn't get the commandments, you never got it.
Yes.
You just got something that was corruptible, a seed.
All right, Pastor.
The word that's been corrupted. What?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
What?
There is none good but one.
But what?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life.
That's the law of life.
Right.
In Christ, he said, if you're going to enter into life, what?
Keep the commandments.
How plain is that?
Go ahead.
Anybody that hear my voice and you watching this, what is it, YouTube?
All right, Pastor. podcast.
Potty?
Oh, wow.
So what is he talking about? I'm talking about life.
Go ahead. Buddy.
If you get eternal life, it's the commandments. That's what you're getting.
All right, that's it. Go ahead.
And that second man, Adam, is the Lord. But he's got to be born again. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. In us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go read a little further.
Yes.
No, no,
yes, sir.
No. Let's go back to St. John 12:49. Let's go back there. This is what the witness is, because he said, my Father gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life.
Everlasting.
Didn't you just say that? Yes. Let's do it. I'd like to do it again.
Yes, Pastor.
For the law of the life, no, no. For the law of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. How plain is that?
All right, Pastor.
Do I need to say that again?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes,
Pastor. Anybody want to call me and ask me to say it again? All right. Go to Romans 8 and 3. Let's. Oh, we read that, didn't we? 1 Corinthians 15 and 45. Let's go back again.
1 Corinthians, yes.
I haven't even gotten to the meat. So you want to get to the meat of this, you got to stay with us and go on the podcast with us, or you know, YouTube and portfolio and all that stuff. Okay. Okay.
And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
So wait a minute. Everybody in this earth, last name is Adam.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Adam Perry Boyd.
All right.
Adam Jimmy Phillips. But we don't use, that's our first father, mm-hmm. natural. Yeah. We don't use his last name. We got a whole bunch in between. We don't use, everybody's got the name of Adam.
Yeah. All right, Pastor.
And that's a living soul. But the second man, Adam, that's the Lord now. Mm-hmm. So I had the Lord in my heart. Well, if you got him in your heart, the law of his father should be in there. It was in his heart. So how you say, well, he's in my heart, but he took out the law out of his heart.
Oh, wow. All right, Pastor.
That's carnal-minded stuff.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pastor.
Read Philippians.
Philippians? Yeah,
2 Pastor. And 5.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Yes.
The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. So wait a minute. That spirit that we have, the new Lord, it's got to be made.
Beautiful. Yes.
If it ain't made, you don't get it. And even the Lord had to be made in his own spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now I said, well, what you mean? God can do that. He came just like you and I. And yet, because if he couldn't do that, that means God can't do anything.
Yes.
God can come like an ant.
Yes.
Can he? Can he, Sister V?
He can.
Why? What?
He can
do anything.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Yes.
God can do anything, can he?
Yes.
So why everybody, what you mean he came here? He wasn't no sinner. No, he wasn't when he left here.
Right.
He was just like he was when he came.
Yes, Pastor.
Spirit was made flesh. Flesh was made into a spirit. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Nothing but the Spirit of God.
Yes.
2:7, what does it say?
Colossians.
But I mean, excuse me, Philippians.
2:5.
2:5.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
That was also in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
7th verse says what?
But made himself of no reputation.
So wait a minute. He didn't come here and make himself. I'm going to be taller than Goliath.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a body that's huge.
All right.
And when they try to nail me, I'm going to make sure I can take all of it. He didn't do anything.
No.
He was a normal man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he made himself of no reputation. He come here with a lot of smarts. And the next thing you know, he was over Egypt. He didn't come like Joseph like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you and I. No reputation.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't known for high IQ. Y'all didn't know I had that, right? I was told that.
Yes, you were. Yes, Pastor. Yes, you did.
Okay,
yes,
what?
All right. And took upon him the form of a servant.
He took upon him the form of a servant. What?
And was made in the likeness of man.
I'll say it again. What you talking about? He was made naturally like a man, and he was made spiritually like a man.
Yes.
He was made perfect. He wasn't perfect.
Go ahead, Pastor. Beautiful.
He didn't come in here with the nature of angels. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get to that part right now. You read to the 8th verse. What's the 8th verse? And being found.
In fashion, as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Now, wait a minute. The Lord conquered death before he went to the cross.
All right.
Because if he hadn't.
Yes.
He would have been offering up something with wrinkle, a spot of wrinkle. Or he could have been preaching or teaching. He didn't have anything in his life. He said, which one of you convinced me of sin? So he didn't have sin. So it wasn't about him going to the cross, dying for himself. He died spiritually so. Mm-hmm. So when he made his offering, he was 100% without spot or wrinkle. Mm-hmm. He was like that when he started preaching. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hebrews 4:2. Let's go there.
Yes, 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 yes.
This is why the Lord said flesh and blood cannot inherit. It's a parable. Because in your mind, you say, ain't no natural body going in there. But they don't think about neither that mind if it ain't got spots. If it got spots in it, they don't think about that. The same thing. It's impossible.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. For unto us was the gospel preached, mm-hmm. as well as unto them.
Isn't that beautiful? The gospel was mm-hmm. preached unto us mm-hmm. as well as unto them. Mm-hmm. What?
But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard
it. So we have to have faith. Mm-hmm. And they didn't profit because they didn't have faith in God. But the word was preached. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 1:17. Let's go there.
Yes, yes,
sir. I love to get into this because it's saying the same thing we started out. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because of the corruptible minds, don't understand and see what God is doing. And that's why, guys, I come to give you recovering your sight, because you can't see the wonderful works of God unless you believe mm-hmm. or have the knowledge brought to you.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1:17, what does it mm-hmm. say?
For Christ sent me not to baptize, mm-hmm. but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words,
what?
Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
Now I'll say it again. The cross of Christ is of none effect mm-hmm. if ones are preaching words, big words mm-hmm. of wisdom, and have no truth to it. Mm-hmm. If you're omitting the weight of your matter, it don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's just swelling words. There's no benefit to it. Mm-hmm. Wisdom of words, but he wasn't trying to speak. In other words, eloquent speakers. Right. Ones that know how to get words you ain't never heard of. Right. And when they tell you, ooh, I got something, it don't mean nothing. That's right. Foolishness.
Right, I see.
But what?
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Now, wait a minute. So when I say the cross, preaching of God's word, they say, well, that's foolishness. Can't anybody live perfect? Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. Can't anybody live perfect? Wait a minute. But that's the cross. That's foolish. That ain't the cross. My Lord died on a real cross. No, this is the real one. If you don't do this one, you ain't going to make the second one.
Go ahead.
That's the real cross.
Mm-hmm.
But it's foolishness, the one that's got a carnal mind.
That's right. That's right.
Or don't believe. It's full. It's a, I don't see that. But why did he say take up the cross? He wasn't telling them to take up a natural cross like him unless it was appointed them. He's talking about suffering. But the suffering is when you get rid of the gods and get rid of the graven images and quit taking his name in vain and start remembering.
Yes.
And on. That's when you're killing the old man. Yes. That's the cross God want to put us on.
Yes. Beautiful.
What did it say again?
It says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Foolishness, but.
But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Now stop. Do you think that natural cross was the power of God?
No.
That's the power of the enemy. That ain't the power of God.
Right.
So it's got to be talking about God's word, because there's nothing more quick and powerful than God's word. That's the power of God. It says, to as many receives, and them gave you power. Mm-hmm. You get power when you receive this word, the law. That's where your power is if you do it. Isn't that beautiful? How plain is that? But right now, if you've got a carnal mind, you cannot see it. You need to start striving to keep God's commandments.
You can visit us for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.